tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Who do you think you are?
This is Chrissy's theme song for tonight.
Mr. Big Stuff?
Because she switched up all her fucking hair. Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? Y'all was so not into it. Girl, we're not reading Martin Luther King tweets. Calm down. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jammy here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop After Show. Oh, baby. I'm joined in studio by Miss Kennedy Stradwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Sir, Stephon I Am Warfire Wallace. Oh, wait, we changed your name to Stephon Thirst Trap Wallace.
Thirst Trap? Hey, guys, I want to apologize for what I said about Rich Doll. I mean, Peter Guns last week.
Well, you have to explain that more so.
No,
you said a lot of things. You called him a piece of shit and you felt bad.
Yeah, all that. And my mama was watching and she said that I should not have said that. And she was absolutely right. So... Stephon, I apologize, and I'm not a thirst trap. What is that?
See, no, it's a positive
thing.
What is a thirst trap?
Nigga,
no, Nick.
Poor thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome tonight Miss Crescencia.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
I'm changing my name. She's like Sasha Fierce.
It's Crescencia from now on.
Ah, so divine, so mature.
Well.
That's what I'm going
for. You know, I'm liking this, you know what I mean? If you feel a certain way, dress it,
yeah.
You know? Like Chrissy. We saw Chrissy tonight.
She went through all types of looks here, trying to go Marilyn Monroe wrong.
Which kind of went with her emotions.
Scary Spice gone bad.
Girl, I felt like, is Kim Zolciak here? Like, what's going on? Let's talk about it. So Sin and Chrissy meet up, and they're talking about Erica's issues, and Sin expresses that she wants to get into singing. And Chrissy
this made
said,
me feel some big type of way about Sin. I'm like, of course, like, when we were going to wait for this. Like, now she wants to start singing. Like,
isn't that everybody, though? Like,
yeah.
Once you get on Love & Hip Hop, you kind of feel like
know,
you should be in the studio for something.
That's true.
But for her, it's like, if that's she true. Likes singing, she should have sung from the beginning. I don't know. It's like, once she puts it out there now, it's like, oh, she's kind of thirsty now. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's like a thirst trap, or it's like, oh, well, I'm
see?
Just...
See?
I'm just
no,
gonna
it's
start,
negative.
You know,
sorry.
I'm just gonna start, we'll like, singing now.
I think it's just... I think it's since... It's a part of the culture. Just like everybody on Instagram and they take cute pictures, you get over 200 likes, now you want to be a model. And now you take a photo shoot
so
and
true.
You a model.
So it's now you get on Love & Hip Hop, you're like, I have to be.
Now, yeah, you're like, oh, I need to get in this studio.
I mean, like, doing this, though? Honestly, doing this after show, I think I'm about to drop a mixtape.
You should.
I actually would
check Jesse out on that piff. It'll be up on that piff.
I'll be coming for that too. Alright, so she's gonna get into Sissy singing. Chrissy thinks that she should, you know, I think you should work with Rich Dollars.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Well, it just goes to show that you only have one producing friend that you didn't even want to put your man up.
Ooh.
Like,
I didn't even think about that.
My man.
I
you know,
was
he has
Chrissy wasn't thinking about her man. She was thinking about how to get revenge.
Well, no. Chrissy was also not trying to put no Sin in the same room as
Chris. That's
pardon the pun.
Right.
And who else was going to work with Sin in the studio? Like, nobody's going to be in there really like giving her the best tracks. Besides Young Bird.
Girl.
He would.
I was just going to say, Masika out here fucking hosting
Young Bird
Gay Club
would.
And shit.
That's it.
Get Sin up in the bitch.
Right. Wrong cash. You should have been on the LA. Mosey your way on over to Los Angeles.
Go Sin. Hop in the Pentagon, Sin.
Yeah.
All right. So Chrissy goes and meets up with Chinks and she apologizes. She had her Real Housewives wig on for that one. She apologized for...
that was the Kim.
Yeah, that was the Kim Zolciak right there. She apologized for causing the drama at the studio. And she said, within that conversation, Chink said, you know, me being married, you know, it's not like I'm in that relationship. I'm in this relationship.
But you're married.
I guess I hope that everybody that listens to us and watches the show, both Love and Hip Hop and our after show, thank you guys. Can you understand how difficult it is to try and break down the ignorance that is what these people say and do sometimes?
Thank you, Stefan.
He said, me it's being
true.
Married.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
But it's real talk. I mean, we can sit up
me
here
being
all day,
married,
you know what I'm saying?
Not, it's not like I'm in that relationship. Like you're married.
Like, so you are married. You are signed constitution under the name of the Lord
in which you decided
to put this in.
In a commitment, you're supposed to be faithful.
You guys signed documents.
Right. Like, why did you marry her then? Why did you marry her? Why? If you are over here having another relationship, get a divorce. Like, if you're over here clearly not with the woman that you married, get a divorce. Why are you over here? I mean, maybe it's expensive, whatever. But don't sit here and be like, well, I'm married, but I'm not there, and it doesn't matter. Maybe at least say you guys are separated or something. Like,
he doesn't have to get a divorce because Chrissy's still going to knock it down.
Yeah.
And this is the problem. You got the side chick basically asking her man if he's still sleeping with his wife. He is! He's married to her.
Well, if he's not fucking her now, he's gonna fuck her later when he gets home.
I'm just like
yes, he's
Chrissy,
still sleeping with her. This is why.
Go watch last season.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Amina. This just happened to Amina. And you're talking about wanting a baby now, Amina pregnant. I'm just sitting here like, there's some juju juice going around on that
show.
Yeah.
And there's no way as a man.
I think they're all just telling each other, like, it's okay, girl. Yeah. It's okay.
No, and that's why we do the after show,
it's
people, because
okay,
this is not okay. This is what we're watching on television. This is not okay. When a man says to you, you know what?
It's not okay.
Look, I understand I'm married, but I don't want to talk about it. It'll work itself out. Getting a divorce does not have legs.
It'll work itself out.
This is not Hooked on Phonics, motherfucker.
Right.
Like, get your shit together.
And then Chrissy,
have the conversation. Say, look, you know what? I still want to fuck my wife.
Yeah. At least be honest.
I
want to
fuck you
point.
Too, Chrissy. Not with that wig. Put your other one back on, but I want to fuck you too. However, I'm still gonna fuck my wife.
Put the curly
now,
one.
I will not make sure. I will make sure you can put the curly one on. But I will make sure you guys are not in the same city, state, same town, whatever. He's like, but you know that's what chinks. Come on, if you're gonna do that, do that. But this whole like, sometimes I fuck you and you ain't gonna tell you nothing, and you ain't wearing a condom, you ain't taking your pills no more. Like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
have a wife, like,
and kids. So this is what I'm saying about Chrissy. Okay, so this is a guy who's disgruntled, I guess, in his present marriage. And you're saying, hey, I want you to hurry up and get a divorce so that we can get married. No!
Yeah, so we can have kids.
Like. And have kids. And he don't want to do that.
I don't even think it's about chink. Once that clock starts ticking and you start getting up in age and you want a baby and you know time is running out, you really don't care who it is. As long as the dude just
decent.
Yeah, he decent. Like, he'll do.
No, Chrissy is so thirsty.
She's
like an
easy bake oven. Yeah, she's just like, whatever, dude. Like, I'll just I want the baby.
Yeah.
It could be Peter Guns. If Peter Guns was giving her the same attention that Chinx was, she would be doing the same thing. It's not even about him with her. That lady is up in age, and she wants that baby.
She off the pill now. I think she should just, you know, kind of run it a little bit. Go date a few dudes.
She should just go to get her some sperm at the sperm bank.
Mm. Ooh,
no, she
I
wants a
about
family.
That.
Like, and I felt bad for her.
But she's not going to get a family without
her
man.
Friend that she didn't care if he was there or not.
Yeah, with or without
with
him.
Or without
I'm having this baby.
Girl, go to the sperm bank and
guys,
get you some sperm. That way you can pick and he won't be short like Chang.
That's menopause talking. Mm. Like, she just
well,
be like,
if it's menopause, I'm feeling sorry for her because then she ain't going to be able to have no kids.
Yeah, menopause, I mean, you ain't having no
first
baby.
Of all, you've been fucking this man 3 weeks with nothing. And she's like, yeah, he been tearing it. I'm like, girl, first of all,
we've been having a lot of sex.
No, I mean,
it takes
like
a while when you're an older woman, you know? It takes a while.
Milk.
Yeah.
But my thing is I think Chrissy's just going through it. I really think it might be that time of the life for her because she's sitting up there like,
poor thing.
Yeah, but
I want a baby.
Like, first of all, he's not divorced.
Right.
Like, honey,
She don't even care.
Honey,
she
like, and when was the last time he had a child? Like, that's what I want to know. Because I'm like, bitches, don't be out here trying to get these men to have children after they already have too many that they should be. And I'm not saying he don't take care of his kids. I don't know what his situation with his kids is. But I'm just like, clearly he is not in a position to want to move on.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So don't
force
him. He's
comfortable doing what he doing.
So knocking it down. That's what he just want to beat it up and stay over, eat H-10, dinner.
And it's beautiful because now he gets, he's got a crib in New York. Whenever you want to come in and work in the studio where everybody else works, mm-hmm. in the studio, air quotes, for those who can't see us.
And getting in a relationship because you need to get pregnant, like saying, I need to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a recipe for
you need to eat food, you need to drink water, you need to breathe air. Like, you do not need to get pregnant. You
I
do
feel
not need
so bad
to get
for
pregnant.
Chrissy.
I think Chrissy should adopt.
She,
that
no,
would
see
be a
her,
good
like,
idea.
With
a little orphan Annie, like
it's harder to
come
adopt
on, kid.
When
I'm gonna show you the
mom.
Ropes. Like, I
yeah. yeah, it's harder when you're single mom and adopting. And she, if she used to be a madam, they're not giving her no kid. Mm. They're not giving her a kid.
Yeah, her background ain't gonna check out.
And sometimes
huh?
you want to carry your own baby. You know what I mean? She should just go to the sperm bank, pick out the person with the characteristics that you're looking for, and pick that sperm and then put it up in there.
Or she could go out of country and get, like, a kid, you know. Maybe
black market,
the,
you talking?
No, I'm just like saying maybe, like...
Like a Jolie moment.
Like a Jolie
yeah,
kid.
Like a Jolie moment.
A Jolie
yeah.
kid.
It's expensive, though.
You be wanting your own likeness, though, to be in that... In those eyes that you look into. And what... Okay, so how much of this do you feel like when you're a madam and you've allegedly pimped other women... And live that life.
Do you start thinking about your own kids?
Yeah. Well, like, do you start feeling like kind of karma is not allowing you to raise anyone?
I read this book called Sea of the Soul, and that's what it preached.
You see what I'm saying? At some point.
Even if it is, that's sad. Chrissy just sad. Like, she wants a baby. She's cried 7 times this episode. Like, she's broke down, like, real tears. Like,
but she's also had several opportunities, so...
Oh, she did say that.
Yes, she did.
But, so, you know, it still sucks. It sucks, man. Yeah, it is.
That's life. That's life. All right, moving on. So, Chrissy and Chink's final conversation, she decides to tell him that she's off the pill. And that didn't go over too well.
Obviously. He's just like, you messing up everything we doing. Like, I'm just trying
I'm
to
like,
have a married
I'm just trying to chill. Like, I'm just trying to chill. I was just trying to come over, eat the dinner that you cooked, watch these games.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Go to the studio, go to the club after the studio.
Come back.
Come back and eat that dinner you cooked. I'm not trying to have a family. I might stay married then. That's what I said. I might just stay married then.
If
I get a divorce. Like, now
if you get a divorce.
Girl, what are you surprised about?
Like, I don't know, like, this relationship is just exhausting
Chrissy.
To me.
What are you surprised about? That's
but
a great question.
Bad.
Yeah,
I
we do.
Bad.
Poor Chrissy. Chrissy, damn. Girl, just get you some sperm.
Well, who I feel bad for even more.
At the bank.
At the bank.
Peter, Guns, and Amina. So Peter meets up just in time as Amina's about to give birth. This is just...
With a tan.
With a tan. He made it just in time, and as she's sitting there about to give birth, again, Love and Hip Hop with the timing. This was the perfect time to explain to her, or to lie to her, that he chose her over Tara. He said, you know, babe, the vacation was great. I really missed you, you know. It was just a lot of me and my manager and, you know, like, Pete. On set people, but I had a lot of closure. Little bitch, how'd you have
with
closure?
With who, Peter? Was she there by your side and have closure with?
No, baby. It was by phone.
How did you talk to her?
I said by phone.
What?
No, baby, here's the thing. I told Tara that I had to choose and make a decision. So I said to her, baby, if you wanted it to work out,
you didn't choose me.
Wait.
But
did you guys ever think this was going to go in another direction? Because I thought he was going to come in with a complete lie. I thought he was going to be like, look, baby, like, I told her, like, I don't ever want to see those kids. I don't ever want to see her again.
I just thought he was it's all about you. Gonna go in there and just be like, I want to be with you, I choose you. Like, let all that shit go. Just basically say, I choose you and I want to be with you. You over here trying to tell the truth when you should have just waited and told the truth afterwards. You're over here mixing up shit, saying, you know, you wanted to be with Tara, but she didn't want to be with you, so now I'm gonna move forward with you. Like, that is
she's about to push like a child shit, right? Out.
About to, like, literally.
And you're really sitting up here, like, you know,
crowning
babe,
with the child.
Babe, gotta be fair. I never really gave me and Tara's relationship a real chance.
Right now?
As the baby is coming out of her.
That was so disrespectful. You know, Peter, why would you do that? What was your motivation in doing this? Did you want to hurt her? Because some dudes want to hurt women. Some men hate women. They like what they do for them emotionally, physically. They like the gratification that they get from them, but they hate women.
They don't like women.
They don't like the idea of women being vulnerable. Some woman must have gave up him on the past. Maybe his mama whooped him too much, and so he has a in-depth hate for women. That's the only thing I can think
of.
He must hate women.
I don't think he hates women. I think he's just really honestly... I just think that there gets to a point where there are men out there, and women too, who there are just people out there who they get into these situations, and... they really only see their side. They really, and it's not that they don't care about you. Like tonight when we see Cisco and whatever her name
Tasha.
Is. Tasha. And she said, he's sitting there, he's like, you think I would ever hurt you? You out of all people? Motherfucker, well, the fucking, your dick was in the other bitch. Like, what the fuck don't you understand that fucking hurts me? You're over here fucking sleeping with Tom, Dick, Harry, and Bob and fucking talking about you don't want to hurt me. That hurts me.
If you don't understand what commitment is. You would be with me and be committed to me and be loyal.
And so it's just like with Peter, I think he gives himself to these women and I think he really does care about each one and he has that relationship. But what he doesn't understand is you are 57 years old, sir, and you have to select and choose one key player. This ain't no motherfucking multiplayer, Sega Genesis, whatever the fuck y'all kids are playing today type of game, Peter. You fucking pick the one fucking person, you stick to that, and you fucking keep your dick to your damn self. You know what I mean? I understand it's fun to fucking go out there and do that, all that, but there's a lot of porn out there that you can assess yourself to. You know what I mean, Peter? Like, just this is getting ridiculous, y'all. It's just really getting ridiculous.
The baby was super cute, though.
The baby is adorable. All right, can we just talk about some positive thing? I mean,
I just want to say on Peter, I don't think he hates women. I do think that there's a certain part of men that like to keep women kind of broken.
Because you know what I'm saying? Women.
Then you can manipulate
it
easier.
They hate them,
then. So then he can have, actually, multiple women if you keep them all broken. You know what I'm saying?
Only someone who hates women will have the desire to keep them broken.
What was crazy?
You have
about,
to be mean to hate somebody.
I can't even. It didn't make sense what he said. Why he said what he said? Because I was trying to figure it out. First off, they do like his little interview, and he's like, "It's going to be honesty from this point forward." Okay, so let me lie to her. I was like, "Yo, what just happened?" And then it didn't even have any bearings on the situation. Like, even if you wanted to talk about all this, you're there at your child's birthing, and that should take precedence,
right? That should
be right?
The focus.
Right. But he wanted to say, I feel like he wants to keep her a little broken.
That's interesting, because, I mean, he did say, come in, you know, I know with, like, Amina having the baby, like, I don't want to put extra stress on her. Hey, babe, so here's the thing. I wanted to fuck with Tara and the kids, and I really wanted to just, actually, I didn't even want to take the flight here. But
real talk. What if Tara would have been like, cool, would Peter have even gone to the birth? Would you have showed up?
Yeah, he would have. He would have been like, babe, Tara and the kids are out. In the waiting room, I'm gonna go get them some snacks and stuff. Did you want anything too? Like, I really feel like straight face, like, are you good?
You've probably been like, here, I want to get a divorce.
Or, you need anything too? Where's your wallet? I need some cash to get the food.
We'll wait for the year for the green card to go through, but after that, I mean.
The green card.
I don't understand.
Let's talk about something a little more positive really quickly. Yandy. Meeting up with her friend, talking about she's pregnant. And her friend Candy said some real shit. She was like, look.
Yeah.
We went through that situation, which obviously Love and Hip Hop's painting real cute. Because she was like, and we just got to be really prepared if that situation happens that. Again.
It's true. Well, it's true. Mendeecees was in the slammer. Like, you don't get no realer than penitentiary. You don't. You don't get no realer than in prison.
I mean, that's pretty...
You know?
I like that her friend, while she kept it real, if you notice... Even though they're friends, and I'm sure they go way back, she still talked to her like a 5-year-old, so that she can understand this is something that you really need. We need to have a conversation. You need to have a plan. You know what I'm saying?
I was underlining like, each word.
Well, she's I like, "Don't be because, stupid, girl." Right. Like,
well, I think Andy just has that personality. He's just like this, excited about everything that's new, everything that's going on, but she really doesn't think about the ground, like, and making everything. You know what I mean? It's like, she doesn't think about that type of stuff. Right, she's like, just
honey,
all in her
his
head,
court
like,
date is 3 days before that.
Right. Like,
but we're going to get married.
Okay, well.
You know what I mean?
Jesus ain't going to stop that court date. Yeah.
With this, all you can do is wait and see what happens, because Mendeecees could go back to jail, Yandy has a newborn, and they, in the way it sounds, the court, it could happen before they even get married.
Right, so that's awkward.
They should just get married now. Like, why not just...
Right away, right?
Yeah,
right. Just do it. Why are you trying to make all this big deal out of it?
Yeah. Right.
I do want to say before you move on from
them... they probably want the TV to pay for the wedding, so they got it. Until next season.
She said something that I thought was... that, you know, I'm listening to all these little critical pieces, right? Because I don't think Mendeecees a bad dude or whatever. I know he did some wrong things. Everybody's got their flaws or whatever. But she said... part of the reason I told you that I wanted you to take me out is I wanted to tell you something. And I'm listening to that sentence, and I'm going, so he didn't just want to take you out.
No.
He wasn't just like, baby, I got somebody for the kids. We going out. She's like, part of the reason I told you I want you to take me out, this is who they're choosing. That's the guy they chose.
Well, besides that, let's take that away. He went to prison. Damn the restaurant and dinner. Damn meeting up for cocktails. He went to jail.
Was it trafficking?
Drug trafficking.
Oh, I was about to say, like, trafficking, like...
Oh, like human
right,
trafficking.
Like, him and
Chrissy have been...
Oh, my God. My face
shipping girls from Taiwan.
My face was so serious.
Human trafficking
so
is a little different.
That's like, where Chrissy gets all the wigs from Taiwan. She gets some half-offs.
Caleb was so concerned. She was so concerned. Like,
ladies and gentlemen, human trafficking is not a laughing matter.
It sure is. Nicolette was
like, shock. I was like, oh my God.
And we ain't saying that if you've been to prison, you ain't a good catch.
Exactly,
but we just saying.
Everybody got stripes.
Maybe some farming.
No, real talk, my friend does volunteer. My friend does volunteer attorney work to inmates. And she was saying that when she goes to Rikers, it's a damn shame because most of the people she interacts with, fine as hell.
Oh, girl, no, I would contract so many things there. You kidding me? Like, I can't.
Like, they fine. Like,
I need to keep you up.
When they getting out? When they getting out?
You see why them prison guards be like, man, I'm going to go ahead and let him knock it down right quick.
Them prison guards, from watching what I've been watching, they be jollying it on up, too.
That's what I'm saying.
I've been watching Oz from HBO.
Yeah, back in the day.
That shit.
Ooh, with the spoon.
No,
did you get
I haven't
that
seen
episode?
That yet, no. Everybody been
I haven't watched
that.
I'm
I haven't watched it.
It's really
there's a scene with a spoon, y'all. Let me just tell you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, jeez.
Keep me away from prison.
Why is that the second person who said that? I'm scared
the
now.
The spoon?
I'm scared.
Oh, girl, it's just like.
All right. Well, I'll let you know when I get to that.
Make you want to use a fork for the rest of your life. All right. Moving on. Rich and Cisco.
Don't try to think about it.
Okay.
Go working out at the gym.
I mean, Rich
working,
working
out,
out,
yo. Rich's face was like
a workout. Okay.
Yeah, he was like lifted, like.
No, it's just like
Rich though.
It's like,
which no shade, because I never used to be up in the gym, and I'm sure even now to this day I'd be in the gym looking like.
Rich do not be working out. And Cisco had on regular shoes.
He was like,
oh, man.
And jeans, black jeans shorts. Are you working out in those jeans shorts?
Honestly, they should have just had a conversation in the gym.
Cisco is working in Capizios.
Capizios.
You got the Capizios on, dog.
Yo, but I must say, Cisco is always lined up fresh. That goatee be pencil thin, like, line.
Yeah, oh, like he got the right.
I wanted to give one positive quote of tonight because I'm about to go in.
I mean, Jesse, he has no hair to even take care of. Like, you would hope he'd take care of some.
Yes, yeah, Cisco, you got to grow a little hair out, bro. You need to make that a little thicker, bro. Like, yeah,
that's all it does.
No, East Coast, though, that's kind of how they do it.
No, for real. I used to have, I'm so thankful I never did that.
That thin.
That thin, and then I had this one line down
there. Yeah, it was
the Teddy Riley line?
Yeah, I had the Teddy Riley. That's not like South Puerto Rican. I can't. Felt like I said, man. I can't. All right, so he's talking about his baby mama, who, you know, he couldn't understand why his baby mama took everything away from him.
Because you fucked up.
All because he lived a creep life.
By his own admission.
So she thinks that they're kind of still dating in a way, or still...
This is the thing.
I really don't understand.
He'd still be kicking it to her.
This is what it is. He has never told her that he has seen other girls. Basically, it's don't see, don't tell type thing with her. He goes to Atlanta, and they have sex. You know, everything's fine when he goes to visit her in Atlanta.
Oh, babe, I'm just focused
on my career. But she has no idea about these other girls he's been sleeping
she
with.
Knows.
Because to her... Well, yeah, but to her, it's like, you know... Like, don't ask, don't tell.
J. Cole.
Like, she's just trying to, like, I'm out here, he there, whatever. But now she's trying to turn up.
So he says to Rich, you know, I just want to be clear with her so, you know, I can move forward with other women. Not Diamond. He didn't say.
He didn't say. Well, where were you moving?
Diamond has legally been removed from being able to be mentioned on the show.
They got her up out of here.
Her mother, after last episode, called Mona and was like, get my daughter off.
Don't even mention my daughter's name on the show.
Right.
Don't even mention.
Don't even say D-Straw. Actually, don't even have any straws in anyone's cups, as a matter of fact. All right. So, Cisco goes to Atlanta to meet up with Tasha. Tasha, you know, gives him the whole, it's hard being a single mother. He apologizes. She cries, basically, because he contradicts himself all the time. And
basically,
then that's where we...
She's crying because he'll never be what she wants him to be.
Yeah.
Literally. Okay, but go on.
And he's probably said those same things, like,
over
12
over
times.
You think I wanted to hurt you? You? Out of everybody?
Yes, Cisco. Yes,
me. You were hurting me, the bitch you were fucking, whoever else you got fucking pregnant. You're
the
hurting
kids.
Your children.
Yeah.
Yes, Cisco. That's what I think.
When somebody says, I love you, man, to their girl, that means nothing.
You're right.
I love you, man, is what you say to your boy from across the room. Hey, I love you, man.
That's true.
You don't say, I love you, man, to your girl. What is that?
The mother of your two children.
You know, she says that she can't trust him, and he says, you know, I realize that I just can't live this lifestyle anymore, and I need to tell you about Diamond.
Not lifestyle,
and I'm not treating her good either.
But he didn't even say her name. He was like, this girl, and she ain't fucking with me either.
Well,
because
legally, he can't use her name on VH1 anymore.
That's it.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, the mom really went. No, I'm just kidding.
Allegedly, that's what we feel.
That's what we think.
Yeah, I hate everyone.
So she's basically like reads him for filth, and then he gets mad and gets real aggressive real quick, talking about when she says, "Well, you know what? Then if you want to carry on with this, then I can be with another man."
And he turns.
Be with another man. You know, I ain't an adult. I'm a kid.
I ain't letting nobody buy my kids. What if I want to move on? You've been sleeping with whoever the fuck you want.
Literally,
now I
just saw
on.
Him and D-Straw would have been perfect for each other because they are
said,
both psychic.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
said, "You know, I ain't a man." You know that ain't me.
Young man, are you hearing what you said, young man?
Don't bring this back to the debate next time.
Young man, did you just hear what you said? Man, sit your ass down, dog.
Sit down, dog.
Yeah. And then
What's the point? What was the point of the whole turn of like
stomp out like a 5-year-old?
Right. Yeah. And my thing is, you know, he wants to come clean so he can move on to other women. And when she's like, okay, well, give me space and I want to move on too, that's not okay. She can't move on. Like,
no.
Psycho.
No.
Psychos. There are psycho men over here. Like I said, they attach themselves with little pieces and then they are so emotionally fucked up in the head that when anything does anything bad to them, wait a minute. What? You're going to talk to someone else? I fucking followed all these bitches on Instagram. I fucked about half of them, and you're going to fuck with another dude? Like, what kind of fucking loyalty is that,
like,
you
dumb
bitch?
What kind of woman are you? Yeah. Like, what kind of mom are you?
Whoa, buddy.
You know what I mean? Like, and these bitches really be out here like, I'm such a dumb bitch. Like,
that is some real
I don't understand, why he fucked all those people, because I was talking to Johnny. Like, if I never followed Johnny on Instagram, like, he wouldn't have fucked those other 70 people. Like, he
it's
really would
fault.
Have cared about me.
It's my fault.
It's me. No candy. It's my fault.
He's right, and it's my fault.
That's so bad.
But that's what I'm saying. Keep them broken just a little bit. That's what these guys be thinking.
Because he
just
hates
keep a
women.
Crack in them.
He hates women. He has a problem with his mom and how he has a resentment from what happened with her. And when that happens to men, sometimes they in turn hate women. You don't got to be mean to a woman to hate her.
This could qualify.
He hates women.
I would give Cisco out of all the dudes that.
Because
100%.
If he loved her, he would just let her go and move on.
If he loved his children, he would understand the situation like an adult.
It has nothing to do with his children.
No, I am very well aware of that.
Okay.
And that's the problem I have with it.
Why do you keep making babies, though? Like, when we really think about it.
Because it's not about making babies. Oh. It's about raw sex.
I know.
That's what it comes down to.
Dog.
Let's keep it 100. These motherfuckers be out here, and I ain't gonna, I mean, I understand. But y'all have to understand, with raw sex, what comes with that? It comes with STD, living beings, like, you know what I mean? Like,
humans.
So, yeah, the pleasure for the however long, he looked like he got maybe a good 7 minutes in. But, you know what I mean? Do you want that 7 minutes, or do you want fucking the rest of your life with the child, or the rest of your life with whatever's making you itch down there? You know what I'm saying? So it's just like,
I'm not even.
We all
want
to fall into temptation, but you got to pull it together, dude.
Like beyond themselves, right? It's our society, right? So this is our culture. Between Peter and Cisco, there's 10 kids on the planet that we're gonna have to deal with that are growing up with these really ignorant absentee fathers.
It's true.
You feel what I'm saying? So tomorrow, today, not right now, but in a minute, 10 different individuals on the earth we gonna have to worry about.
But you know what? You finally saying that, it kind of makes me realize that there actually is a positive thing to this show. Awareness.
Let's hope.
Well, they don't all wear nobody.
Yeah.
Child, we're the only people who are wearing people's shit.
That's why. So what we need everyone else to do is you need to take this after show. If you guys support AfterBuzz TV and you support love and hip-hop, please support our show and share it with your friends and family. Sit them down. Force them to watch this shit. Because if you're watching it, what are we already, 40, 30 minutes in? So y'all must be dedicated.
Yeah.
So I love y'all. I appreciate you. And this is such a side note, but I meant to say it at the beginning. But please help us out. And please spread our after show. We would really appreciate and support it.
Have real conversations.
Yes.
Have a real dialogue. Laugh all you want. And then after y'all finish laughing, talk with your friends about real stuff.
Talk about this shit and be like, look, girl, you know what I mean? This motherfucker's crazy. All right. Let's talk about some other crazy bitches. Erica and Rich Dollars. So Miss Erica is going to be dropping her fake lawsuit, and she wants some relationship advice.
Because her and Rich are such good friends, you know. They're just so close.
She wants a family. And my thing again with this is, if you want a family, you probably shouldn't be out there in Miami with
your champagne poured over your booty.
You know what I mean?
Like, who wants their mom having champagne poured over their butt?
Let's just be real.
Yeah, but
she's not trying to settle down anytime soon.
But,
like, come on.
And
she just got married to Bow Wow, right? Did they get married?
Not yet.
Get married.
It's in 2015. Engaged. But they're engaged.
But, I mean, in an Amber Rose world that we live in.
I mean, for real. That's real talk.
You can literally, they're proving that this can somehow in this weird, awkward balance can work out.
I mean, Amber Rose is all out there.
She's all out there, and her baby daddy is like,
well,
that's,
in that regard,
that's my baby
though,
mama.
In that regard, it has to work out because
that's all they got.
That's all
the
you
last
have.
Lifeline. Bitch.
Amber Rose.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I like Amber Rose, but Amber Rose is a stripper. So doing this isn't far off. It's not like she was like this 9-to-5. It's not like Tara going from Tara to doing this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's pretty much all that they
it's
kind of
well,
like.
But we're talking about Amber Rose. Amber Rose.
Yeah,
what does Erica have? As much as I love you, boo.
Amber Rose.
What does she have?
She just can't. I can't remember the name of it. It just came out, though, because we were going to interview the girl from Abby's dance thing.
Damn. Well, I will never be able to take her serious. I'm sorry.
And she was in that. I want to say she was in that other movie, too, with Lil' Kim and the, like, the cowgirls shooter.
Something rose.
Is that a porn?
No. I really thought it was a porn when I saw the cover.
It was like
Lil' Kim in a porn?
Like, that's what I'm confused about. I know we're getting off topic here, but it's like, okay, you're putting all these new photos on your Instagram, like,
oh, wait,
at least you could have done, like, Playboy or
it's Amber Rose. Like, I'm not even mad at that. More so, let's talk about the most thoughtful person of them all, Kim Kardashian. Because
oh, no.
Hold up.
I love her more than Amber Rose.
What? My thing is this. Because I'm just looking at Kim just did another one with her ass on the cover. I'm like, are we
but
just
it's
doing
it's not a magazine. It's not on Instagram. Like, what? I mean,
first of all,
it doesn't
sit
matter
your ass
where
down
because
this conversation stems from us accepting the fact that Kim Kardashian can be a mother and she's fucking putting her fucking ass all over the place.
She's not out here twerking her ass on Instagram.
She doesn't know how. If she knew how, she would.
She
would.
No,
she
wouldn't. Yes, she would have. She would have done it. Kim can't even dance. Have y'all seen her popping to Kanye's
you're
music?
Talking,
it sucks.
You're talking about you're talking
she can't
the
even
difference
dance,
between
guys.
Kim.
She can't dance.
Kim, who's on already, and Amber Rose,
there's
who's
still a little class to Kim, though. There's still a little class.
Okay, so anyways, back
Amber,
to Erica.
No
like,
more
we
class.
Can't. I can't.
There's no more class left.
My bad. I got us off on a tangent.
I mean, it wasn't.
Thanks,
it was
so
just.
We I mean, that's just my opinion.
But I'm saying, this is the world we live in.
It is the world we live in.
So Amber Rose and Kim Kardashians.
Yeah. So you look at Erica Mena, that's what she's striving
so
for.
That's not my life.
Here we are, Martin Luther King.
Man, he, you know, he was just trying to pave the way.
I have a dream.
He was trying to pave the way, and this is
this
where
is
we
Martin's
are.
Nightmare.
So
I'm
sorry. Sin goes to meet up with Rich, and she talks about wanting to do a tribute song for her brother who committed suicide, and he's like, you know, okay, since it's for that. I'll do it for you, but I have this liquor company. I want you to be the face of it.
I'm not saying.
Is this messy?
I'm just not saying anything.
It's sloppy.
I just think this is all just
and,
weird.
You know, not that I'm biased towards Erica, but Erica, I am biased towards Erica, but Erica already has a following. She's already, you know, kind of got sort of a name out there. Why wouldn't he choose her?
Because she has a stank-ass attitude. That's why. I'm not putting you on the face of nobody. I'm sorry.
She just threatened to sue him
she just
for a thing. Didn't
and
want
think
a contract.
About this. Let's take it on another level. Whoever Rich's business partners are, let's say they had to get together for a meeting at dinner. And they
worry if a cup going to fall on somebody?
Exactly. Something happens. Erica don't like the way they said something. And Erica throws a plate at the people who are behind the liquor. You cannot have people like that.
So she's a pit bull.
Face
and
the
no
face
leash.
Of your thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I get that. But he should have never used Sin.
Of course not.
Of course not.
But this whole
rich
thing
dollars.
Was come
it's
on.
Rich.
This whole thing was planned and plotted and
well,
all
I'm just
that.
Saying, so.
It's rich.
Watch him and Sin go.
Sin, I don't think Sin would sleep with Rich.
I don't think so either.
She'd be
I
like,
just,
sir,
I just can't wait
get
to hear
your
this.
Mushroom
I
away,
sir.
I just can't wait to hear
sir.
This song.
I don't think that'll
I'm
ever manifest.
I'm curious to know what it is.
That'll never
you know, I don't
manifest.
Wanna, what?
That's a tribute song.
She might. Yeah, I'd be really offended. Like, girl, you were going to do this for your brother, and what, you just dropped it? Like, fuck that.
Like,
fuck
I'm good.
That.
Nah.
She gonna all, do it. I, this will like, all nah. fall apart, and that tribute song will never
sing.
Get done.
I'm
that's what I'm saying.
Even the people. So Rich and Erica meet up, and he invites her to the 79 Gold launch, and he talks about Sin. And Erica gets a little upset.
You can already see her freaking thing on her forehead.
Yo, when you said that last
her
week,
vein.
I didn't believe it. But bitch
no,
looked like the
no.
guy
her
from
vein.
Star Trek.
Erica, you no. gotta relax.
Like, her vein is permanently popped out of her forehead because she gets mad too much. Like, girl.
That's
like,
dangerous.
That yeah, looks no, like it's it about really to pop.
It's like dangerous.
Bitch, that shit came like...
Yeah, that girl, you better...
No. Girl, I had like Harry Potter's lightning ball.
She better get Obamacare and go get that checked out.
Y'all stupid.
Like, shit, that shit enlightened that checked in, bitch.
Checked out, because that's dangerous.
And she can't do the Botox.
No, honey, she part of Slytherin.
And that's right, hit that vein and then you have a reaction.
I don't know.
Can't, because the thing, I'm sorry, I'm just all over the place right now. All these things are coming to mind. I'm trying to be a new
I thought
me,
about
new
you,
year.
Though. She said, you know, she was talking to Rich. She was like, he's like, how's everything going? She's like, you know, work is great. And I wanted to look at you again, because I keep thinking, what do you do? What do you do?
She parties.
Tommy, we know you ain't got no job.
What's your job? Host parties.
You ain't got no job, Tommy.
Hey, Delicious still making a living off hosting them parties. It pays. Because Delicious be on that roll, honey.
Okay.
Well. Every weekend.
I'm so mad you know about Delicious.
I did too. No, but not that. Yeah. I don't know how I came across it either, but I did come across like a flyer she was on.
Wait,
like,
Delicious
host parties every weekend.
Yeah, but she's also talking to somebody.
I don't know who she
too.
Is.
Who she fucking
Delicious
right
was
now.
On Flavor Love. She won the first time. She what? Had the big old
Delicious?
Booty.
I don't remember.
Didn't you remember
she
Delicious?
She beat New York.
Beat New York. She was the one who beat New York. She had the big old booty, and now it's even bigger.
Yeah.
She's from Detroit.
I'm that New York and never got Flavor Flav.
I mean, would like,
she
you
went on twice.
She really never got him. That's fucked up.
The fact that we're talking about getting Flavor Flav.
Yeah, whoa.
I know. Flavor Flav. Right? It's even more fucked up. Right.
In case y'all can't see, because you listen to the podcast, I'm holding up a charcoal black.
I'm actually talking into Flavor Flav.
Microphone. I'm holding up a coaster that's charcoal black. This is my impression of Flavor Flav. Yeah, boy.
Ain't nothing wrong to be in dark chocolate.
Okay? No. But dark chocolate.
You fucking
looking
got
like
piranha
this.
Teeth.
Flavor Flav was not attractive.
Damn tinfoil.
I mean, Flavor Flav is not attractive, obviously.
At all.
Okay.
At all.
Hey, Chrissy might have been into that. All right. So, Erica calls.
As long as he's still got a sperm cell left.
Well, we know that works. Erica calls her Sin a charity case. Oh, so the charity case is looking for a charity
case?
Like,
they just wasn't together and she was just like, I can't.
Like, Erica.
People, how the tables turn as soon as you break up with somebody.
She was being hella rude. Like, charity, what? Like, who is that? What?
Like, you were just dating her.
I would never hurt you.
You was just in love.
She did. Like,
you was just in love.
Sin, I would never hurt you.
No, you
fucking charity case. Excuse the language. That's exactly what
you fucking dirty whore.
Yeah, like what, girl?
How dare you dead to me?
Cut
you're
this
dead
girl
to
some
me.
Rich, you're not my friend.
Honestly,
you're not my friend.
You are not.
You're
my
not
friend.
My friend. I can't even accept it anymore. You're not my friend.
You got a little bendy. I've been detoured now, and now you're friends. And now you're friends.
That's cute. That's cute. Have a potty. Make it good. Make it fucking good. And I'll be there.
Somehow she is Puerto Rican, Jamaican, and from Boston.
And from Boston.
But please believe she was not going to miss the party.
Oh, of course she's going to be.
She's going to be at the party.
Oh, no. That bitch is going to turn the party up.
She cannot wait to that party.
She went and talked to all her gay friends like, did you hear what he did? I got something for their ass.
She got an outfit and everything.
Yep. She's still going to the party.
She's
going to
go up in there, turn up. She's going to take down all the posts. Be like, this is what y'all wanted.
That's Hazel Lee. Erica gonna go up in there and throw a bottle at somebody.
No, Hazel Lee would have came in and made the hook.
She would have wrapped. She would have wrapped the whole party. Hazel would have out battled. She would have ciphered out.
Yo.
No, but it wouldn't be performances. She would have got up there in front of the models and started modeling.
No, I really cannot believe it.
Did her five spitter bars like
y'all? She really bars. Was like rapping over. Masika. Everybody's like, is she really in the party? Like, yo, you know, and we're all like, girl,
what?
Oh, I hope she don't perform her tribute song on the thing.
No,
Erica,
please don't.
She's
please
not
don't
going
sin.
To, Jesse.
Don't sin against
she
us.
She said, make a record, put it on iTunes. Womp womp. She ain't talking about concerts and shit.
Honey, we've done seen pregnancy tests revealed at fucking barbecues. People are having sex in cars because they can't get upstairs into the apartment. Like, I don't put nothing past this show.
Nothing.
Erica gets mad. She leaves. Make the party good. And on that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, we didn't get the Buzz TV.
The lighting, Phil?
It's okay. Phil, I get disco lighting for Real Housewives of Atlanta. Thank you.
That's the laziest light. Thanks, Phil.
I'll do this one with my pinky.
So, all right, next week, they didn't really show us too much what's going on other than all the couples are getting into it. So Peter versus Amina.
Amina versus Tara.
You need to own your responsibility. Bitch, listen to your own advice. Like, need to own your responsibility because you was jumping on his dick when he was fucking some other bitch, too, who had kids. And then not only that, but then you knew that he was fucking this new bitch and you still want him back. So you all can just be responsible fucking adults. And I love that, actually. I think you brought this up at the beginning of the season. You would love for Tara and Amina to be friends. I would love for them to actually be friends now watching this because at this point, Peter needs to be just shipped to Guam or some fucking place at this point, and Tara and Amina need to move in together, just be dykes. I just want them to be lesbians at this point. Because
would you want to date Amina?
Huh?
I wouldn't want to date Amina.
I wouldn't want to date Tara nor
Amina. I'm switching over. I wouldn't pick Amina.
First of all, I would never date anybody that accepts dirty.
You know
feet
who
like
you're
that.
Picking, and it's Erica or Sin.
Okay. No. So
none of these people.
So they can
show.
Beat me.
No. Amina's family should come get her.
Yandy. Yandy is the only person on this show that I would date.
Yandy seems to be spreading in the ass region.
She really is. Pregnant. I can really think about it. I can't even go.
Okay.
Amina's family should come and get her. Why is that not the option? Just
you
come
know what?
Get her.
It's obviously not going to happen anytime soon.
Come get her.
She need to.
Sim.
She needs you.
No, she needs honey. To go home.
Who got the keys to my Beamer?
Don't start with me. Because I will sim right here, honey, and light up and start.
Uh-oh.
What's happening?
Family business. Family business.
This bitch done got a Banana Republic shirt and thinks she a home fucking person.
My ass, bitch. Okay.
Who is it?
This is Armani Exchange.
Tomato fucking tomato. Chrissy and
your
Chinks get into it.
Dirt on it. You can clean one.
No comment.
What are we talking about?
Jesse, close the show out. What are we talking about right now?
So, all right. Well, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canelia.
At Since They Don't Play.
Me at I Am More Fire.
Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.